You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Finally on today's show, New Zealand Music Month kicked off yesterday for another year. The month that has been taking place annually for over 10 years and is organised by the New Zealand Music Commission, with the purpose being to celebrate and grow awareness of New Zealand music. However, with the success of New Zealand music right now and the supposed healthy state of the local industry, driven in part by a boom in music streaming, do we in fact still need New Zealand Music Month? And is it still relevant? Well, earlier I spoke to New Zealand Music Month manager Simon Woods about New Zealand Music Month and its place in the music calendar. So New Zealand Music Month is back for another year. What sort of things are happening this year?
Pretty much the same sorts of things you'd expect to happen every year. There's a huge number of gigs, shows and music-themed events happening throughout the country in the sorts of places you'd also expect to find them. They are music venues, also some places you wouldn't, libraries, there's the volume exhibition currently going on at Auckland Museum, which finishes the 21st of May. There's various music seminars happening throughout the country. There's the Yaomi seminar series in Wanaka, I think it's this weekend. There's the traditional New Zealand Music Summit happening at the Auckland Museum on the 20th of May, and just an awful lot of musical stuff happening.
Now, New Zealand Music Month has been going for over 10 years now. What do you see as its prime purpose these days?
Its prime purpose is basically to shine a light on local music and to celebrate the wonderful music we have. It's as vague and as precise as that. This year we have a theme of discovering new music.
And do you think it still holds the same relevance as it once did?
It's a funny question. It's one we don't actually like answering, because what does relevance mean?
Sure, sure.
It's such a subjective question. And, I mean, should we not celebrate our local music culture? Yeah, we should. It's totally relevant, but it's also a very subjective question.
Do you think there's still a need for New Zealand Music Month? Because don't you think that every month should be New Zealand Music Month?
Oh, every month is New Zealand Music Month. There's just one month of the year we slap a logo on it. You know, as BFM knows more than most people, every day is New Zealand Music Day, every month is New Zealand Music Month. We do the month as a promotion to encourage people to get more involved with music. We do it to encourage people to put themselves out there a little bit and share their music with other people, and we hope that around the country people do something that actually engages with local music.
How much support do you have from the artists themselves? Do they get into it a lot?
The support is crazy. We always uncover a huge number of artists that don't really fit into what I'd call the New Zealand music industry. They're more from various scenes from all over the country. You know, there's people creating music and sharing it on, say, for example, their SoundCloud page that you just wouldn't discover unless they reached out in May and said, hey, we're here. And we get to share that, and hopefully they get a few more listens than they would have otherwise.
Why is New Zealand Music Month held in May and not, say, for example, to coincide with the likes of the Silver Scrolls?
Well, it's always been in May.
Yep.
The Silver Scrolls and the New Zealand Music Awards are the ones that keep moving. But there's a good reason for things to be happen at various times of the year. For example, probably the best one is when you put the Silver Scrolls where they are, they get the entire focus. There's no competition for media or people's attention. Having various significant musical events throughout the year means the media focus on music more often throughout the year, rather than just going, oh, it's all in May, right, we're over it now.
How do you measure the success each year of New Zealand Music Month?
Our primary measure is trying to somehow gauge how the public are engaging with local music, which is an incredibly hard thing and a very vague thing to gauge. We have some internal measures where we have a gig guide on the New Zealand Music Month website, and we simply add up the gigs and things like that. We also track social media metrics. There's a whole lot of boring numbers that we track, but a lot of it basically comes back to what's the vibe.
Just finally, are you hoping then there'll be a positive spin-off from this year's music month in terms of attention paid to New Zealand music, more people going to gigs, etc.?
We we expect and hope that will happen every single New Zealand Music Month. But we're also, you know, the New Zealand Music Commission, which runs or facilitates the months, we're here all year, just like the artists and the radio stations and the fans. So, for example, you know, our Twitter account, it's active all year. It goes crazy in May, but it's active all year. We want people to find music and do musical things 365 days a year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.